From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Tens of thousands of protesters were out on the streets of Spain calling for unity after clashes erupted when Catalonia held an independence referendum ruled illegal by Spanish authorities last week. Jacob Greaves has the details on the protests.
In the regional capital, Barcelona, on Saturday, people came out dressed in white to call for calm. The main message has been to urge further dialogue between Madrid and separatists.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will not rule out using constitutional powers to take away Catalonia's autonomous status if the region declares independence. Hurricane Nate has made landfall near the mouth of the Mississippi River and is expected to make a second landfall on the Mississippi coast within hours. On a track that will sweep northeast through that state and the later states of Alabama and Tennessee by Sunday night local time. The National Hurricane Center said Nate's winds have decreased in speed to about 85 kilometers per hour. The storm is expected to weaken further as it travels over land, becoming a tropical depression by late Sunday. Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdulaziz's groundbreaking trip to Russia this week saw billions of dollars signed in investment deals in energy and defense that will deepen ties between Moscow and Riyadh, despite their confrontational past. However, analysts say self-interest in the Middle East alliances will hamper the forming of a deeper partnership. The two sides agreed on projects involving space exploration, nuclear energy, and oil, including $1 billion to fund on energy cooperation. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office denounces the killings of demonstrators from Cameroon's Anglophone community in towns across the northwest and southwest regions on October 1st. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Government figures put the number of deaths at about 10, but other estimates report many more people than that were killed. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville says credible sources indicate some of the deaths were caused by the excessive use of force by the security forces.
We call on the government of Cameroon to establish prompt, effective, and independent investigations to ensure accountability.
Anglophones make up about 20% of Cameroon's majority francophone population. Grievances over their perceived economic and political marginalization have been building for years. The killings last Sunday came amid wide-scale protests by the English-speaking community, leading to a symbolic declaration of independence from the majority of the French-speaking country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Danish police said they have found the head and legs of Swedish journalist Kim Wall, who died in mysterious circumstances on an inventor's homemade submarine. Pascal Davies has the update.
The freelance reporter was last seen alive on the 10th of August when she went to interview Peter Madsen, who's been charged with her murder. The Danish inventor was arrested after his submarine sank and he was rescued. A police prosecutor said earlier this week that images presumed to be real of women being strangled and decapitated were found on a hard drive on one of Madsen's computers in a laboratory he ran. Madsen says the computer was not his, but used by everyone in the laboratory. The Danish inventor faces a prison sentence of 5 years to life if convicted.
That's reporter Pascal Davies. The World Health Organization reports 900,000 doses of oral cholera vaccine were expected to arrive in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, Saturday. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday. Conditions in the squalid, overcrowded makeshift settlements are perfect for an outbreak of this fatal disease. Investigators in Australia have said their understanding of MH370's whereabouts is better now than it ever has been, but they still don't know why the plane crashed. The Australian government has said the search for the missing Malaysian plane will only resume if there is credible new evidence. The search of the southern Indian Ocean has lasted more than 1,000 days. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.